to get another young lady signed, to get another nice outside hitter from Payton, Colorado, and Anna Williams. Talk about her.
Yeah, so Anna, Coach Rick Brown actually found her and invited her to come visit MCC, and so she came in here about 2 weeks ago, practiced really well with the players and performed well and just had a really phenomenal attitude about her. And so she committed to us last Friday, so we're really excited to have Anna part of our team.
Played, I take it, mostly outside hitter pretty much all her high school career?
Yes, and she's a little late in the game. She started playing volleyball a little bit later, but she is a right side hitter. She'll be coming in for us. So she was a right side for her high school and right side for club, but she can also play on the outside. But she's really tall and lanky. She has good arm reach. She hits the ball really hard, and she's coachable. So that was one of the biggest things that I really noticed when she came in here to practice with us, and it just turned out it ended up working out for her, and she loved this family feel here at MCC.
And, of course, Colorado, with what they've gone through over the past months, she is getting ready for her senior year of high school volleyball, isn't she?
Yes, fingers crossed. Yes, she said, you know, they've been practicing for club volleyball, but not so much because their club also has very strict limitations on what they can do. But she's hoping that high school volleyball season still gets to go.
Smart young lady as well, isn't she?
Yes, super smart and very talented. She plays the violin, and she loves that, and she's just a really big community person, and I think she's really going to fit in with this group.
I always ask you this. Are you done recruiting, or are you still looking for maybe a few more?
Yeah, so actually we are really close to done. We have two other girls that have committed, so we're just waiting for their signing date so we can do that official press release. But right now we're just looking for one more player, and that's a 6-foot setter. So
always looking for that 6-foot setter, aren't you?
Yes, so that's, I put Coach Rick on that.
Now the kids have all gone home for the holidays. You're still doing some work, but you're telling those girls, you know, please keep in shape doing something, because when you come back from the Christmas break, it's time to really get things going.
Yes, for sure. And that's this group, they're so awesome. And so we made a really good Christmas workout for them. And just last night, you know, one of the girls sent Coach Rick and I a photo of some items that she used to jump over, because our Christmas workout has a lot of jumping. And then the girls started commenting what they were all using at their home. And Coach Rick, you know, he said it really well. He's like, you know, we should be taking it easy because it's the holidays, but that's not how we are. So we're going to continue to work hard, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Now, will the girls come back early once again than all the other kids, or just about the same time?
So they'll actually be coming in a week before everybody else. Our players are set to move in January 3rd, along with men's and women's basketball and softball.
It is going to be crazy around that Graff Event Center starting in January, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be like a junior college, you know, like, I don't know, what kind of, like, Trojan War camp or something.
Have you and the basketball coaches, Coach Brandle, Coach Pritchett, had to get together and say, okay, here's our schedules. Now we got to figure out who's going to get the gym win.
Well, you know what? We might as well just throw softball and baseball in there too, Rich. You know, we had to sit down between the three of us, but then you never know what that weather's going to be like. So we also had to play in a part the other sports too. So there was five of us. You know, put your straw in the hat and see which one you get.
I see you start off your schedule on the 22nd, as we look on the website right here up in Scotts Bluff, don't you?
Yes, and so that'll be a really tough tournament, so I'm excited that's where we're going to be going. And then we have, you know, kind of a break, so if it doesn't go well, we have some time to figure out what needs to happen, and then we, you know, just kick right back into it for our big tournament that we have.
Yep, that'll be a couple of days of the Graff Event Center. We are all hoping that not only the kids get a chance to play, but, gosh, we hope we get a chance our fans get to come watch.
Oh, yes. You know, I don't know for sure what they're going to end up doing for that. I know I think it's four people per player. We have that tournament that we're going to be hosting is huge, and I'm so excited because I really feel like that's more of a community thing than MCC volleyball. We have 18 teams coming in, so you know they have to stay somewhere and they have to eat somewhere, so I really hope that helps out our community.